Good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday morning. This is the Fanatic at 5. I am Jamie Lynch. In with me today is Tyler Zuli, who is filling in for Eitan Shander, who will be doing the midday show all week this week. Pat Egan on the board with us this morning, and a quick congratulations to Pat Egan, who just announced a baby Egan is due this December. So we're all amazed Pat is capable of those things, and best of luck to little baby Egan joining Jay Rawl and Cat Burrell in the Egan family. But yeah, happy Tuesday morning. Last night, our boy Reese. And Pat, can you cue up the home run number 20 of the second round? He became the first player in Major League Home Run Derby history to hit 20 home runs in his second round, only to be quickly, you know, beaten or trumped by Kyle Schwarber, who then hit 21 a second later. But Reese was in the zone last night, and here's his 20th of the second round.
Last one. Swing, high fly ball, left field. That one on its way, and gone. 20 at the buzzer.
Yeah, but Reese, you know, we talked about it briefly. He's one of those guys, if he gets in his zone there with some pitches, you know, he was a guy that was could cause an upset. He was the eighth seed. He took down Jesus Aguilar, the number one seed, and it was a fun event to watch.
Yeah, and there's something about these home run derbies. It's the guys that have the clean, compact swings are generally the ones that don't win. The guys that have the really nice swings are the ones that kind of flame out in the early rounds. You look at Freddie Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that have those vicious uppercut swings or hack swings like Bryce Harper, they're the ones that end up winning.
Yeah, yeah. And somebody may have taken Bryce Harper 2-1, and that was nice work by me, pat on the back. But yeah, it was a lot of fun to
Modest
see.
Too.
It was a lot of fun to see last night. I saw a really cool video on Twitter of Dusty Wotham, the longtime coach of a lot of these kids down in the minors, who's now the third base coach of the Phillies. Him and all his kids watching the home run derby last night, and they were all going nuts. And they all had their Hoskins jerseys on, and it was a cool thing to see.
And a little bit of mean mugging going on between Hoskins and Aguilar in the first round. I like that. You know, it's obviously it's fun competition, but at the same time, you still want to win.
Yeah, I mean, Reese was into it when Schwarber came back out, and I think the crowd got behind Schwarber because obviously Reese is a Philly and he's a rival down there, but he was like feeding the crowd into it, like, come on, come on, you know. It was cool. I haven't had that much fun at a home run derby in a while. Part of me, I gotta be honest, since we're in the trust tree here, I missed the
I did.
I know it's wrong.
It's great for one home run.
I know.
And then he gets in your head. You're thinking about it for days.
I know. Somebody said it on Twitter to me last night, and I was like, you know what? I could use it like every fifth or sixth home run here.
See, that's okay. It's just when it's every home run for 150 swings.
Yeah, so Chris Berman was not doing it. And it was a new format, right? Because previously they all just took the total home runs and compiled them together, so it wasn't like as much head-to-head. Now it was head-to-head, and I liked it. It was a fun format, and you got some one-on-one matchups, and you know, some good ones right out of the bat, like Freddie Freeman, Bryce Harper in the first round is pretty good.
Yeah, so, getting that NL East rivalry going right away. Any division rivalry, it's good to see some friendly, not so friendly competition. You know, between the two, they're out there having fun, but at the same time, you know that the two wanted to beat each other.
Absolutely. And did you notice, on the American League side of things last night when Reese was hitting these bombs? And he was hitting some bombs. He had some that were like 465 plus. I think he had 476 at one point. He was crushing the ball. But on the American sideline, I noticed this large Dominican-looking gentleman who happened to be cheering extra loud for Reese Hoskins.
Could he be a player that currently may reside in Baltimore?
Yeah, his initials are Double M.
I think I've heard of him.
Yeah.
He's an all right player.
He's apparently really excited for Hoagie Fest. And he wants to come to town. But yeah, you saw Manny Machado on the third base line last night, you know, getting into it. They all do, but I couldn't help but notice in the first round when Reese hit a couple bombs to left, Manny was going a little wild. But a couple people did catch up with Manny yesterday. First, NBC Sports Philly talked to him about having familiar faces in Philadelphia, obviously with the relationship between McPhail, Klentak, you know, whatever. They asked Manny about this before the game, and here's his answer.
For sure. I mean, I don't know where that would lead to, but you know, it's definitely nice to have some familiar faces around. I would love to test free agency, but you never know what happens between now and then. But you know, I'm not even thinking that far ahead. Wherever I go, I'm probably gonna you know, try to help a team win in whatever way I can, and you know, try to make a postseason.
We're gonna be Zapruder-ing everything that Machado says over the next day or two. You know, there's some reports out there that it's all but done. It certainly looks like it could be done. You know, there were some late rumors of Mikel Franco being the Major League ready player that could be going in return. Who knows? Adonis Medina seems to be the key prospect piece, the number two ranked pitcher in the organization. Overall prospect, but he's a pitcher. So, I mean, see ya.
Yeah, there were four prospect names that we keep seeing surfacing. He's one of them. Archimedes Gamboa is one of them. Yeah. It's, you know, you're going to have to give up two of them. Two of the four, probably. And like you said, at least one Major League ready prospect.
Yeah, there was some rumors yesterday that it was going to cost you four of your top 10 prospects. And, you know,
that's steep.
That is steep. But at the same time, let's talk this out real quick. I know Anthony will probably drive off the road if he hears this as he's about to get here. Four prospects. Let's say at best, two of them work out.
Right.
As Major League Baseball players. At best, one of them is an all-star. If you believe that this gets you Machado for long term because he's here, he's in-house, he experiences a playoff run, he still has 7 to 8 more years of being an all-star ahead of him.
And if Medina is the key piece... A guy in single A, I know he's young.
Yeah.
But a guy in single A, I'm ready to move on right now. I mean, I'll take him to the airport.
Yeah. I mean, top 10 prospect lists are ever changing and ever evolving. It's not like, you know, I think back, it's not like we're a Yankees farm system. Like, we're not that good where we're just pulling up all-stars left and right. We historically, you know, our farm system's been okay. But it's not like these guys are superstars. You know, the next Torres isn't down there waiting, I think, that anybody thinks. You know, I was looking back at some of the old prospects from before, like, you know, back in the Halladay days and everything like that. And it's just like our top 10 list, like, I don't think anybody was an all-star.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Jesse Biddle.
Yeah.
Does that do anything for you? Kyle Drabek. I mean, like we said yesterday, Carrasco took him 10 years to figure it out.
Yeah, and that was a good, what, 5 years after the trade?
Right.
So, I mean, it's hard for me to think, you know, I don't care about these kids, more or less. I mean, all right, so here it is. Here, looking back at the top 10 prospects in 2014, you had J.P. Crawford, you know, we'll see, Aaron Nola, stud, so there's your one, Mikel Franco, serviceable player, Roman Quinn, he's Mr. Glass, can't stay healthy. Eflin, who looks like, you know, you potentially have three major league guys right there. One is an ace in Nola, and then you have Franco and Eflin. J.P. Crawford, we'll see. But then you have Biddle, Lively, Altair, Gonzalez. You know, there's three out of 10 guys that really worked out. And that's if Eflin continues on the pace he's on.
Right. And go back and look at some of the trades that the team has made over the years. The key piece in the Oswalt deal. Or is it the Oswalt or the Pence deal? It was Jonathan Singleton.
Yeah.
The guy just got suspended again for PEDs.
And Domingo Santana was another guy that we threw in. I forget what deal that was, but we threw the Pence deal. We threw him in as the player to be named later, and he looked like he was going to be a stud and just got optioned to AAA like 3 weeks ago. And, you know, I struggled to find. So it's, you never know until you know. And Manny Machado is a you know. He was asked also last night at the All-Star game about the right fit for him, and he didn't know what that was.
I don't know what the right fit is, obviously, you know, till it's there. The only thing I've known has been the Orioles organization. They drafted me, they came up with the organization, played with them, done everything with them. So I don't know anything different.
I mean, yeah. What's he going to say? Yeah, Philadelphia is the right place for me. He can't say anything. But finally, they asked him about the Phillies ovation when the Orioles were in town. what was that, 2-3 weeks ago? Maybe about a month ago. But I guess Machado paid attention to the ovation he received here at Citizens Bank Park.
Philly did get that, you know, I did hear that nice ovation when I got there, and that was pretty awesome when you go to these cities and, you know, they actually, you know, want you somehow.
Yeah, don't worry, Manny, we want you. Yeah, don't worry about that. So we'll see. I mean, he's getting asked about it. A lot of the reports are saying, you know, Wednesday morning, as soon as this All-Star game is official, Manny is starting tonight. If he's in the, I would think he just gets the one inning.
Well, that's the thing. The American League's the home team. I don't know.
Wait, in National Stadium?
Yeah, it's an every other year thing.
Because okay. the stadium's irrelevant.
Well, the stadium doesn't matter because it's been four straight years in a National League park. The last American League park to host an All-Star game was Minnesota, I believe. So the American League's the home team. If I'm the Orioles, I would say, listen, A.J. Hinch, let him play, let him start. He plays an inning in the field to get him out of the game.
Yeah.
I don't want him on the field.
I got Adonis Medina coming down my pipeline. Don't screw this up for me.
Exactly. And if I'm A.J. Hinch, I'm saying, you know what, he's playing all game.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to mess everything
up. Yeah, what do I care about you? It's going to be interesting. I'm at the point now where I'm going to be quasi-devastated if it doesn't happen. I think it, you know, if I had to put a percentage on it, I'm probably like an 80-20 that this is happening. You know, it's the Brewers. And I just feel like with McPhail, I don't know who the GM of the Orioles is, but I feel like McPhail had to be maybe a mentor type to him, is my guess. So obviously, you know, if you're making a trade with somebody with that type of relationship, you're not trying to hold them over the coals. You know what I mean?
Like, well, we said that about Brett Brown and Greg Popovich too, and nothing's been done. So,
well, that's another
interesting
one.
And it's almost exactly the same situation.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute because. Allegedly, the Sixers kicked the tires on Daryl Morey from the Houston Rockets. Did he win the Executive of the Year last year? I believe he did, not this year. Or maybe it was this year. But Daryl Morey is a former Executive of the Year within the last year or two. He's been running Houston. He was Sam Hinkie's protege. Or no, excuse me, mentor, not protege. So, you know, they're kicking the tires. They set their bar pretty high. They went for a guy that, you know, and this is the first name we've heard outside of inside sources or inside names within the organization of somebody that they actually, you know, investigated as a possible GM replacement. But it's probably a little unrealistic to think you could get Morey away from a situation in Houston where he's about to reap the fruits of his labor. You know, he's got Chris Paul. He's got James Harden. They got Clint Capella. So
it's a two-team race out in the West. Still,
yeah.
It's still the Warriors and the Rockets, I mean, and the Lakers in a distant fifth.
It's a nice attempt, but I can't imagine Daryl Morey's leaving for much down there right now. I think he's going to see this one out. But it's the first name we've heard of, so interesting attempt by the Sixers. That was according to Mark Stein of, I believe he's New York Times now, Sports. So, interesting attempt by the Sixers. Don't see it being realistic. According to our man Brian Windhorst and other Kawhi Leonard-related news, because until Kawhi is traded, we'll be attached to every single rumor he's a part of. According to Brian Windhorst, I will read you the direct quote here. I think the Raptors are in the driver's seat for Kawhi because I think the Lakers have given up. The Sixers have given up. And with the Nets, Bulls, and Hawks spending their cap space, it makes it harder to assemble a multi-team trade. I think the Raptors are in the driver's seat. Now, this is a non-LeBron windy sourced quote here.
He's allowed to do that?
Yeah, I was kind of shocked, and I don't know if I believe him.
That's out of right field.
Yeah, right? So the Raptors would go with Lowry, DeRozan, and Kawhi? I would imagine if you're getting Kawhi, you're not giving up DeRozan.
No, so but what's the package, though? Because you're not just going to give them up for free.
No, and Toronto doesn't have a lot of young pieces that are, you know, still on rookie deals or anything that are very appealing in a trade like this.
I got to think Anunoby's got to be in it, but
yeah,
other than that,
future picks? I mean,
they're not going to be good, though.
Fred Van Fleet do anything? Yeah, no, it'll be like a mid-20s
right.
pick. So unless, I don't know what they would give up. Unless they viewed Kawhi as that much of an upgrade over DeRozan and think they can win the East with, you know, Kawhi and Lowry, I don't know what they're thinking.
That's a tough sell. That's a really tough, hey, by the way, we're not going to give you our two best players, But we still want Kawhi.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens with that one. But that's the newest windy bomb out there. Unfortunately, I didn't want to talk about LeVar Ball. But when you say something as ridiculous as LeBron is too weak to play me one-on-one and... let's just move on from LeVar Ball, but he apparently said he can take LeBron James one-on-one.
Listen, he's one of the best publicity guys I've ever seen. He might be dumb, and his kids might not know that Detroit is in Michigan, not the other way around. But you haven't seen that video?
No.
They're in the back of a car, and he says, somebody says, we're in Philadelphia. And he goes, yeah, the state. And he goes, no, the state is Pennsylvania.
What?
And he goes, no, I thought Pennsylvania was in Philadelphia. He goes, my mom lives in Detroit, or lives in Detroit, and Michigan's in Detroit.
Oh, this
I think
is
it was the little one.
LaMelo. No, LiAngelo.
Whichever one's got
LaMelo is the
high
second
hair.
One. The one that's going to play for the Lakers.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
Really?
Whatever they do, they're publicity geniuses.
I mean,
they might be pretty dumb, though.
Yeah, well... They've made more money than I have in my life combined, so you know, so they're doing something right.
Something is working because we eat it. We eat it all.
I know. I had it on my sheet this morning, and I was just like, I don't even want to give him the airtime. But when you say something that ridiculous, please just leave. Just check out. Anyway, so the other piece of NBA news is Luke Walton. Now, this quote cracked me up yesterday. Apparently, Luke and LeBron met at Summer League, and Luke left the meeting very impressed with LeBron. And it's almost ridiculous to talk about. Luke said that LeBron is a team-first player and brings qualities and attributes that I can work with. Really, Luke? You can work with LeBron?
I sure hope so, because the last guy that couldn't work for LeBron got kicked to the curb after the All-Star break.
Yeah, really? You can work with the qualities of LeBron James? That's big of you, buddy.
Yeah, it's really impressive. It's like, you know,
sainthood's right around the corner.
I can work with the president to make things happen in the United States.
I mean, like, I read that quote and I started laughing. I go, what? I can work with the qualities of that. Yeah, duh.
You're going to work for him.
Yeah.
He now owns you.
And the other thing, Magic Johnson, and like when he came out the other day, oh, they were all very impressed with LeBron's knowledge of the team. Like, I want to curse right now and be like, no bleep. You know, like, he's the smartest player in the league. He basically is the commissioner of the league.
And he knows his coworkers.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
It's so dumb. Anyway, shifting gears to football for a second, because we are about a week out from camp. I believe it's 7 days today. The 25th is next Wednesday. I believe that's when the vets report. Carson Wentz got married in Bucks County over the weekend. It was kind of our own royal wedding that was kept under wraps. And
it's awesome.
Yeah, and congratulations to Carson on his marriage. A couple of the teammates were out there. You know, some of the videos from the wedding were surfacing. It looked like Jordan Matthews and Ertz were groomsmen from the little bit of stalking I did. But it looked like a pretty low-key wedding and a lot of fun. And let's hope Carson gets a third ring on that finger this year.
That's not a surprise that it's very low key. That's just the kind of guy Carson is.
Yeah. It was a part of Bucks County. I grew up in Bucks County, and it was a part of Bucks County I'd never even heard of. But it was like on a lake. It looked like a nice little spot. I forget the name of the town, but I was like, huh? I grew up there and never heard of it. But congratulations to him. Peter King was on NBC Sports Philly yesterday, and he had a little interesting thing to say about Nick Foles and his desire to still be a starter, yet that he appreciates he's not traded because, as Peter will tell you in a second here, he gets to choose where he goes in free agency. And here's Peter.
I think part of him is glad he didn't get traded this offseason, let's say to Cleveland. Imagine, you know, you get traded to Cleveland and that's your home without you having any choice in it for, say, the next, you know, 6 or 8 years. He found out what it was like going to a franchise that was a losing franchise when he went to St. Louis, when he went to the Rams. So I think he's glad that he's going to be able to probably have his choice in 2019. When he was acquired to be an insurance policy. The Eagles needed that insurance policy in 2017. They might need it again in 2018. So he thinks it's logical that they didn't trade him.
So there it is. Makes a lot of sense. You know, it's certainly better choosing your own destiny than going to Cleveland. So I was kind of surprised. I thought Nick would not really want to be the starter, but Peter thinks that he still wants to start and compete and be a franchise guy. So it'll be interesting to see where he ends up after this year, you know, barring a injury in camp and them, you know, Bradford fleecing somebody again, which I guess is always still a possibility.
Well, and if you don't have that mentality that I'm a starting quarterback, even when you're the backup quarterback, you shouldn't be in the league to begin with. But I think Nick's kind of a different guy.
Yeah.
In the fact that he's, you know, a little subdued, a little low key. But at the end of the day, I think he's still a competitor and still wants to be the starting quarterback. But here's the thing. If you could be the insurance policy for the 2018 season.
Yeah, and he's getting paid like $8 million to do it.
Get a nice little paycheck. Yeah. Go back to the playoffs probably. Have a chance to win another Super Bowl and then go decide your own fate based on the offers that you received.
Yeah.
That's a better situation for him.
Yeah, and I said on my show Saturday, I said, this is the first time in my life, you know, 36-year-old Philadelphia sports fan, I can unequivocally say that the Eagles are the best team entering the season.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't even think
without a doubt.
I think it's without a doubt.
I think there are a couple teams that are closer than you want to think.
Yeah, like I don't think, you know, that means they're going to win the Super Bowl, obviously, because it's so hard. But I think entering the season, without a doubt, they're the best team in the league.
I would say that they are top three. And concern-wise is when Carson Wentz gets back. Because the early part of the schedule is favorable enough for them to stay above water. Because you're not going to get Super Bowl Nick Foles. I don't think.
No.
Unless he had some kind of career resurrection and he plays well again.
But he can lead this team to a 3-1.
Oh, absolutely, especially and with the fact that they're going up against Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, if you decide that Carson, because, I mean, they're going to, you know, the first preseason game is 22 days away, I think. So, you know, you're going to have to face a reality here because he's got to get his reps and his work in. You can't throw him out there week one against the Falcons as not, you know, running full speed and game and getting hits. The thing with the knee, I'm not comparing myself to an NFL player here, but I shredded my knee, ACL, MCL, and meniscus. It's not the physical knee aspect of coming back. It's the mental confidence you have in the knee.
You're afraid to plant and cut.
Yeah, essentially. So, you know, he's got to knock that rust off, and there is going to be, like, he looks fine in practice and all that, but he's also not getting hit by Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh. So there is that rust, you know, get back in it, at the same time protect him and bubble wrap factor that they're going to have to face here coming up, and it's going to be interesting. We'll see what happens, but I, for one, would give him the month of September and just kind of have him doing full camp, you know, light and trying to protect him as best as possible. But Nick Foles, we'll see. But they got to have a plan in place. And I just hope, because how good he looked so far leading up to everything, that they don't push it too hard. Because he's still ahead of schedule. You know, most orthopedic surgeons will tell you 10 months, and that's October.
Ideally, we see a lot of Joe Callahan in August. And
yeah,
in the
local kid, right?
September.
Isn't he from Jersey, I think?
Somewhere around here.
Yeah.
But my point being is Nick Foles gets the first team reps, or Carson Wentz gets the first team reps, whichever it is. Both are out by the middle of the second quarter.
Yeah. And other quick NFL news, Le'Veon Bell and the Steelers appear they could not reach an agreement on the franchise deadline yesterday. So it's possible Adam Schefter thinks he could sit out the first half of the season. We'll see. And another Hall of Famer, most likely, Earl Thomas out in Seattle, has basically told the Seahawks, trade me and let's move on from this. So two pretty big names in the NFL right there, causing some possible new uniform ripples. 5 a.m. hours brought to you by Car Gurus. Go to cargurus.com today to find great deals from top-rated dealers near you. That's CARGURUS.com. He's Tyler Zuli. I'm Jamie Lynch. You're listening to The Fanatic at 5 as we lead you up to Anthony Gargano and Bob Cooney at 6 a.m. Fanatic Sports Times 524.
The Fanatic at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rock Allegiance, Philadelphia's number one rock and roll party, has returned. Saturday, October 6th at BB&T Pavilion. One huge day, three full stages of music, starring Avenged Sevenfold. appearance by Limp Bizkit, bringing all their hits.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
And Papa Roach. Monster Energy's Rock Allegiance is back. Saturday, October 6th, BB&T Pavilion in Wiggins Waterfront Park. With Avenged Sevenfold, Limp Bizkit, Papa Roach, Bullet for My Valentine, Skillet, Beartooth, Guar, Fozzy, and so many more. Go to rockallegiance.com for all your ticket, VIP, and festival needs. Pledge your allegiance.
We will go for greatness.
Monster Energy's Rock Allegiance.
So come and get it!
What's that?
A frozen McCafe cold brew frappe.
So it's colder than cold brew?
Colder than an Alaskan outhouse.
Colder than a drafty igloo?
Colder than a penguin staring contest.
Colder than a meter maid's heart?
Colder than a breakup text on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I gotta get one of those.
The strong, smooth taste of cold brew coffee, ice blended into rich, creamy drinks. The new McCafe Cold Brew Frappe and Cold Brew Frozen Coffee. They're colder than cold brew. At participating McDonald's now for a limited time.
Shaving with a Venus Platinum Razor just gives me that feeling.
What feeling?
That total control feeling, that sleek metal handle fits perfectly in your hand feeling.
That sounds pretty good.
And you also get that super smooth bikini legs feeling, that ready for the beach feeling.
Totally love that feeling. Get the feeling you won't get from just any razor. The Venus Platinum Razor, with a metal handle that boosts control to reveal up to 100% smooth skin.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save big when they buy in bulk. Like up to 15% off select in-stock gypsum boards and accessories, and 20% off select concrete mix when you buy in bulk. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Come see them in Marlton or online at elkinschevrolet.com. Elkin Chevrolet. Find new roads.
More great sports talk coming up right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Adventure Aquarium, explore our largest penguin colony ever at Penguin Park, a new outdoor experience featuring African penguins in an all-new soft play area. Visit AdventureAquarium.com to buy your tickets today.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what's at the heart of a thriving business community? A thriving community. After all, when our communities succeed, we all succeed. That's why at Wells Fargo, we've been investing in nonprofits since opening our doors in 1852. And it's why we're donating over $1 million a day to nonprofits this year. It's a new day at Wells Fargo, but it's a lot like our first day. Wells Fargo. Established 1852. Reestablished 2018. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile. Cause it's leaning in the mile.
Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Fanatic Philly Sports Talk. Now 1 hour earlier with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch.
The Fanatic at 5.
Weekday mornings at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Fanatic at 5. I am Jamie Lynch, and with me today is Tyler Zuli, with Pat Egan behind the glass, as Eitan Shander fills in for the midday show all this week. So Tyler will be in with me in the mornings. And if you're just tuning in, we'll bring you up to speed on everything that happened yesterday. In your non-Machado news, the big news yesterday was Rhys Hoskins in the home run derby. It was actually a lot of fun. I dug the new format. Rhys was the 8 seed. He went up against Jesus Aguilar in the first round and put up a 17 spot to beat Jesus, who honestly I don't think understood the rules of it. He was kind of going very nonchalantly.
Taking his good old time.
Yeah, and it's a timed event, and if you hit over 440 feet, you get like a bonus 30 seconds. And Rhys was crushing bombs. I think he hit something in the 470s, I want to say it was his furthest one. He looked really good last night, and it was a lot of fun for Phillies fans to have that.
Did you see the chart of the farthest hit home runs? So Javi Baez hit the longest one of the night.
Did he?
And then Bryce Harper was 2 through 5. He hit the 4 of the 5 longest home runs.
So yeah, Bryce Harper was the odds-on favorite at 2-1 last night. As soon as I heard his dad was pitching to him, I was like, that's
that was your breaking point?
Yeah, because for some reason in the home run derby, whenever you have like the special story of the pitcher, I feel like it works out. So that's why I took him. But yeah, Bryce Harper wins the home run derby. It was a lot of fun. Kyle Schwarber was hitting. So Rhys, in home run derby history, became the first guy to hit 20 home runs in the second round ever. Quickly preceded, trumped by Kyle Schwarber, who came out and hit 21. And he just went on a tear where he hit like 8 in a row, down the street. It looked like Rhys was going to be all right, and then Schwarber just took off.
That kind of seems to be the new trend, is guys have 4 through the first half of it and then hit 17 in the back end.
Yeah, but I'll admit, I enjoyed it last night. I didn't think I really would, even with Rhys, but it was fun. And there's a very cool video I'll retweet from the station account of Dusty Wotham, the guy that managed these kids in the minors. Now he's the Phillies' third base coach under Gabe. And he put up a video of, I think he's got 5 or 6 kids, and they're all watching the derby in their Hoskins jerseys going nuts. So it was a pretty cool event last night, and I dig the new format, and I'm not going to lie, I miss the Chris Berman bark, 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 bark. I didn't think I ever would say these words, but here in the trust tree, I missed it. I really did. I don't know why.
I don't know if it's maybe just because when I kind of started watching him, it was towards the end of it. It was just an annoyance for me.
Yeah, but I guess you don't know. You realize you don't miss it until it's not there, and you're like, this is weird. But Manny Machado was there last night in attendance at the Home Run Derby, and he seemed to be cheering pretty hard for our boy Rhys there when he was hitting his bombs in the first round. But Manny was, had some media availability, and people caught up with him. And he was asked about having the familiar faces in Philadelphia, in Andy McPhail, who obviously was there in Baltimore when he was drafted and brought up. And he was asked about what that means for him in a trade market.
For sure. I mean, I don't know where that would lead to, but it's definitely nice to have some familiar faces around. I would love to test free agency, but you never know what happens between now and then. But I'm not even thinking that far ahead. Wherever I go, I'm probably gonna try to help a team win in whatever way I can, and try to make a postseason.
You never know what happens. Did you see that? He said, "I'd like to test free agency, but." That's what I took out of that one.
You're such a glass half full guy.
Oh, I am.
It's amazing.
I buried Fatalist Jamie when the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
You don't worry about that first end. I'd like to test free agency because the Yankees are going to throw $500 million at them.
They need pitching. They have Judge and Stanton and Torres. They need pitching if they're going to beat the Red Sox. You told me a stat this morning that actually blew my mind, that Chris Sale has the greatest strikeout per 9 rate in Major League Baseball history.
Which is incredible.
That's amazing.
Well, and what's even kind of more mind-boggling is Randy Johnson's number 2, and the number 3 is Steven Strasburg.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's an odd combination of
guys.
What
are they like? Let me guess, like 9.8 a
10.
game?
10.8 is Chris Sale.
10.8
per 9.
So, yeah, I mean, if the Yankees...
want to compete with the Red Sox, who they, you know, clearly are. They need some pitching more than they need Manny Machado. Offense is not their problem.
Tell that to the 2007 Colorado Rockies. Yeah.
Did you say Colorado Rockies?
Colorado Rockies!
Until they ran into the Red Sox.
Yeah, I just think, you know, I'd like to test free agency, but if I go to Philadelphia and they're writing me a $400 check, you know, probably. Like, I just don't think, like, I think that conversation is had with them.
I would hope so. I would hope it's had right now.
Hey, Manny, you know, I kind of gave you your start here in Major League Baseball.
Let's get something done.
How about, you know, I gave you a $400 million check and
you can play shortstop every day.
This isn't really a rental. You cool with that? Okay, cool. Thanks, Andy. So, you know, we'll see. He was asked about what the right fit is for him, and he didn't really have a great answer, but here it is.
I don't know what the right fit is, obviously, you know, till it's there. The only thing I've known has been the Orioles organization. They drafted me, they came up with the organization, played with them, done everything with them, so I don't know anything different.
Well, you're going to like it here a lot more than you liked it there, because that baseball fan base is on life support. It's actually sad, because it's one of the teams that should be, you know, there and alive and have a pulse, and they're just dead. But yeah, it looks like the Phillies are certainly the leader, according to everyone. I felt really good yesterday after Jason Stark was on with Anthony and Bob, and I mean, he all but said it, that, you know, a deal is done. We're kind of waiting for the All-Star break to be over. And then he ended the interview with, yeah, if you're a Phillies beat reporter, you know, don't plan on having Wednesday and Thursday at the beach. So I've gotten to the point now where I'm going to be upset if it doesn't happen. Not upset for lack of trying, just kind of upset because I think this is a franchise changer.
Have you brought yourself over this hump greater than what we did when the rumors of LeBron started to spread?
This is more realistic.
This is more realistic,
yeah,
right.
Like, at its best, I gave LeBron like a 25% chance.
This is more like a 75%
yeah,
chance.
Yeah, like I'm at that point where I'm 80-20, it's happening. So we'll see.
It's a large fall.
Manny is starting the game tonight. I would imagine he probably doesn't play more than an inning two at the most. We'll see. But your boy Chris Sale is starting versus Max Scherzer tonight. Should be a very good starting pitching matchup. Chris Sale is the first pitcher, I think, since 1957-58, Robin Roberts, maybe it was 54-55, to start three consecutive All-Star games.
And to do it for multiple teams. Because remember, he was the first time he did it, he was with the White Sox.
Yeah. Chris Sale really might be the best. Like, everybody automatically thinks Kershaw, and then for a little bit it was Bumgarner.
Oh, I go Scherzer.
Oh, do you?
Oh,
over
yeah.
Sale?
Oh, that slider's filthy.
That's a good debate, Sale versus Scherzer.
Scherzer's my guy. I'm willing to die on that hill.
I mean, he's got to be, what, into his fifth or sixth year now of just dominance?
Pure domination.
Yeah. And Sale's probably about the same, 5 or 6 years. So it's a very good debate. It's, I guess, lefty versus righty and the Scherzer slide. It's a good one, but it's going to be an awesome. What does starters get? I'm trying to remember.
Probably two.
Yeah, probably two. And then maybe we'll see an Aaron Nola in like the fourth or fifth type of thing. And yeah, so Aaron Nola's the only representative tonight. But I'm going to be watching to see what they do with Manny. Because if he's pulled in the first inning,
something's going down.
Yeah.
Something is happening.
Yeah, and we'll see who the trade partner is. There was, you know, a little rumor that Eflin didn't pitch on Sunday because maybe they were trying to preserve him. Manny got pulled on Sunday before the All-Star break after two at-bats. We'll see. Maybe there's a rumor that Franco could be going to Baltimore. You know, we'll see. We'll see. It's going to be a lot of fun the next 48 hours.
And the field condition rumor was, that's just so weak. We know what it was when they pulled Machado.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Buck Showalter said it. He's like, you guys know what it is. You're adults. You're smart.
Yeah. Real quick, just to round up the rest of the news from last night, the Sixers apparently kicked the tires on Daryl Morey, the former executive of the year from the Houston Rockets. He's the mentor of Sam Hinkie, so he's very in that analytical school of thinking. He's clearly done a very good job in Houston. He apparently, according to Mark Stein, is, you know, not going to leave Houston for the Sixers. But you'd have to think the Sixers are at least appealing to somebody because of the future set up ahead of them. But I guess not enough to take a guy away from a Western Conference run here.
Yeah, young pieces here, but then that's the thing. And I think Anthony disagrees with us because of Golden State, but the Rockets are in a position to win.
I mean, they have a shot. You know,
it's, sure.
we'll see.
It's probably about as realistic as the Sixers shot to win as they're currently constructed.
Yeah, I mean they probably got worse losing Trevor Ariza. Ariza is exactly the type of guy you want if you're playing Golden State. You know, a long, athletic wing defender. So that hurts them a little bit. We'll see what happens with them. But according to Brian Windhorst, Kawhi Leonard. He believes that the Raptors are in the driver's seat and that the Lakers and Sixers have actually given up. Fine by me, but, you know, we're going to be hearing about these Kawhi rumors until he's actually moved. Carson Wentz was married over the weekend. I know Anthony was devastated. He couldn't make it. Up in Bucks County, it looked like a wonderful event. Congratulations to Carson. I believe her name is it Madison? I might be making that up, but whatever. And real quick, NFL news. Earl Thomas has pretty much demanded a trade out of Seattle, and the Steelers and Le'Veon Bell were unable to come to terms of agreement at the franchise deadline yesterday. So Adam Schefter thinks he could be sitting out half the season. Pretty big news there. Who knows if they try to trade him if they know those negotiations are dead. But Le'Veon had a tweet basically saying, like, sorry, Steelers fans, I really wanted to retire a Steeler, but this is a hard business, and basically it's just that, it's business.
Gonna ruin my fantasy football league.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna have a big impact on fantasy. He might slip into
six games is a lot.
He might slip into the second and third rounds. You know, he could be one of those pieces that wins you a title down the line but kills you early on.
He's Tom Brady like every other season.
Yeah. He's Tyler Zuli. I am Jamie Lynch. Anthony Gargano and Bob Cooney are coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to The Fanatic at 5. Fanatic Sports Times, 541.
The Fanatic at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Ram Summer Clearance Event is here, and it's time to get to work. But you understand that hard work is about more than building something from wood or bricks. It's about building a reputation. Something that the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 prides itself on, too. With available premium leather and real wood accents, and the largest available touchscreen in its class. Surround yourself with the things that are worthy of your reputation. Ram. Built to serve.
During the Ram Summer Clearance Event, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $169 a month for 24 months with $29.99 due at signing, tax, title, license extra. Hurry to the Ram Summer Clearance Event today. Class-based on light-duty pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through Chrysler Capital. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7/31. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Don't you just love that music? It means 1-800-GOT-JUNK is on the job. It's happy music, because we're happy to crawl through your attic and dig through your basement. We make junk disappear anytime, anywhere. All you have to do is point. We're hands-on, hardworking, hungry for your approval, and happy, 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 happy. We drive clean, shiny trucks and wear snappy, happy uniforms because we're proud of what we do. We're the original and world's largest full-service junk removal company. All you have to do is point.
Point at something in the garage.
Gone.
Point at something in the yard.
Gone.
Point at something in the shed.
I think they get the idea. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
What's that?
A frozen McCafe cold brew frappe.
So it's colder than cold brew?
Colder than an Alaskan outhouse.
Colder than a drafty igloo.
Colder than a penguin staring contest.
Colder than a meter maid's heart.
Colder than a breakup text on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I gotta get one of those.
The strong, smooth taste of cold brew coffee, ice blended into rich, creamy drinks. The new McCafe Cold Brew Frappe and Cold Brew Frozen Coffee. They're colder than cold brew. At participating McDonald's, now for a limited time.
Get $10 in extra bucks rewards when you spend $30 on these sizzling offers and more only at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy. Start your day off right with select Kellogg's cereal $1.99 and save on select Dove or Suave products, BOGO 50% off. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weekly ad for details.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling.
so what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day, traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile, cause it's leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. This week only, buy one HP ink at Staples and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
And Saturday, 7/21/18. See store associate or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save big when they buy in bulk. Like up to 15% off select in-stock gypsum boards and accessories, and 20% off select concrete mix when you buy in bulk. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Things are about to change around here.
Catch up on the Philly sports you missed the night before. And what's coming up later in the day? The Fanatic at 5 with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch.
This is new.
Weekday mornings at 5. Live on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back in. This is the Fanatic at 5. I am Jamie Lynch. In with me is Tyler Zuli, as Eitan Shander is filling in on middays this week. So we did not make him wake up at 5 a.m. to come in and here and do this. But Tyler's been stepping in, and Pat Egan's behind the glass. And once again, congratulations to Pat Egan and his wife, as they are expecting a baby Egan this December. So as scary as it is, congratulations, Pat. But the big story from last night was Rhys Hoskins in the home run derby. You know, I had a lot more fun viewing it than I thought I was going to. I really did. Rhys, you know, hitting bombs and being one of the highest home run total guys of the night certainly helped. But he looked good in that. And for a minute, I thought he had a shot to win it. But Kyle Schwarber came out and trumped him in the second round by one.
It would have been cool to see an all NL East championship round.
Yeah, that would have been cool. I thought for a second it was going to be Bryce versus Rhys, and I was going to have to hate Bryce, but...
And the National League dominated the format in general.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just Bregman.
Muncy and we'll beat Baez.
Right.
Rhys won, Bryce won, Schwarber won. Yeah, who are the AO... Oh, Bregman and... Who was the other AO guy? I'm blanking out here.
I think it was just Bregman, wasn't it?
Huh.
That's weird. It was the two Cubs.
Yeah.
Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, you're right.
Hoskins,
that's
Aguilar.
Weird. Yeah.
Muncy.
Yep.
Harper.
Yep.
Who else are we missing?
I think that's it.
Well, there should be one more.
There should
be one more.
Well, whatever. That's strange. But it's not four and four.
It's a lopsided affair.
Yeah, but it was a fun. I like the new format. Oddly, I missed the Chris Berman. I've already gotten a couple tweets telling me I'm nuts, but I
agree.
I certainly see your point and where you're coming from. But the other big story last night was Manny Machado was there cheering on his future teammate Rhys Hoskins in the home run derby, and they asked Manny before the game during his media availability, if having familiar faces in Philadelphia, a.k.a. Andy McPhail and Matt Klentak, would be nice for him and mean anything. And here was Manny.
For sure. I mean, I don't know where that would lead to, but you know, it's definitely nice to have some familiar faces around. I would love to test free agency, but you never know what happens between now and then. But, you know, I'm not even thinking that far ahead. Wherever I go, I'm probably going to, you know, try to help a team win in whatever way I can and, you know, try to make postseason.
He's going to look really good in Philly's pinstripes. That's all I'll say about that.
He sure will.
So I looked up because I was thinking, all right, maybe this news drops Wednesday morning. I was like, maybe we go out for a celebratory Wednesday lunch. So I looked up the Dominican national drink. Looks like we could be having some Mama Juanas on Wednesday lunch. So
I don't know what that is, but it sounds good.
Apparently it is a red wine concoction with honey and tree bark.
Too much sugar, I'm out.
Yeah, it's apparently a little sweet, but it is that and Presidente beer.
Yeah, just give me El Presidente and I'm good to go.
Aunt, me and you might be toasting some Mama Juanas.
Let's
on Wednesday.
Let's do it, Mama Juanas!
What's your percentage of belief now? After, you know...
99.4.
Wow.
And I was assured that my two guys are safe.
So that means Jalen Ortiz and Sixto. They have some great names in the minors, don't they?
They do. Awesome.
Jalen's spelling is really cool. Like J-H-A-I-L-Y-N.
I mean, even the guys at Medina, who's got Adonis. Medina. These guys sound like Greek gods.
They're monsters.
Ranger Suarez.
Ranger Suarez, great name.
Archimedes Gamboa.
Yeah, that's a Gamboa.
That's a good one.
That sounds like he belongs in a Sylvester Stallone movie.
Archimedes Gamboa. Ranger Suarez sounds like he's like a hero and like gets to go and gets a drug lord. Don't let me call Ranger Suarez.
I got Ranger. One call away.
Yeah,
99.4.
Yeah, so I was talking to somebody
in the know.
And he says,
I think I know who that guy
don't
is.
Don't worry about your boys are safe.
Wow.
He said, don't worry about it.
So Jalen and Sixto are not part of it. I would imagine.
So I'm in. Those two kids, the only two kids I wanted to protect. I believe in those two kids. I think those two kids are going to be really good.
You're very high on Ortiz.
I am. But you know what? Understand one thing about me. I can fall in love. I have the propensity to fall in love. And and I saw the kid hit bombs. He hit one over the other field down at Clearwater. It was like this thing was a moonshot. Yeah. And he was like, literally, he was 17.
He's 18 now, so it had to
He's 18 and 16 then, yeah. So I'm like, I'm in. And I like...
And that was what bad, obviously.
I'm a sizist.
Yeah. Well, he's one of those large-assed men that's just huge. And,
yeah.
And we had Charlie on once. I think it was the beginning of this baseball season. And you asked him about him. And Charlie just, like, lit up at the thought of Jalen.
Talked about the sound that came off his bat.
Remember, we've been asking about him for years now. Like, ever since he's been here.
That's so funny. The kid's 18, 19, whatever he is. Yeah, like 19, you've been talking about him for years.
Since he was 15 and a half when they signed him.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, because when he signed him, Charlie worked with him. And he was like, dude, where do you see him? And, like, I like big dude. Like, to me, you're 6'5", 220. I want you to play for me.
Yeah.
You know, like you guys.
Yeah, you take a Doc Holliday over a Greg Maddux any day of the week.
I want all power arms and power bats. I want nobody other than 6'5".
Jalen hit a 2-run home run last night.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Maybe he knew you were checking those scores.
That's right. We get Maddie. We finally got a box. Maddie and Reese. That was great for Reese.
Oh, Reese really? That was so much fun to watch last night. He looked great.
I know.
That was a good time. And Chris Berman, so out.
I think you're with me a little bit.
Bro, I'm with you.
It's so...
Me and Tyler agree.
It's so campy and awful, but I missed it.
I did it.
Thank you. Thank you, bro. Congratulations, Pat Egan. Thank you,
Pat. That's awesome.
Egan, 2037 season, Philly season.
I like it. I like it. I am so with you.
Yeah.
And it inspired me today.
Oh, nice. No. That's always my goal to inspire you.
Yeah, it inspired me today. There's going to be a topic around it.
That was the second greatest thing about the home run contest
last
night. Yes.
Did you like the new
Reese
format?
Hosk? I did. I thought it was cool. I like them going head to head.
I thought they did total home runs of the. Last year was the first year of this new format. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun last night. Like, these guys were pumped up.
Yeah. And it was cool when the crowd started getting behind Schwarber because Reese was the opponent. Like, he was feeding into the crowd going, let's hear it. It was just cool.
You know what was great about it? Baseball was front and center, and baseball had the crowd into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it produced.
I worry about baseball. Yeah.
No, and it produced. You know, like that was, it wasn't like 10-8. It wasn't, you didn't have, I mean, these guys were bombing last night.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
You had good pitchers going, all that stuff. Yeah. Like it was, that was legitimately fun last night. That was one of the most fun times I've had watching a home run derby.
Yeah, it was.
Time.
I would agree.
It didn't, for some reason, it wasn't redundant. Sometimes they become redundant.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
So we forgot to ask you yesterday as we're about to, you know, send it to the morning show here. How was Carson's wedding over the weekend?
Did
your invite get lost?
Well, you had a barbecue.
I regret to tell you.
You had a barbecue. You couldn't make it.
No,
remember?
No. I never got the invite.
That's weak. You know, that's sad.
I never did. My son.
Let you down.
That's all right. I love him unconditionally.
That's sad.
Unconditionally.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you wonder why I went and got drunk at the barbecue.
Manny Machado is going to be a Philly. You just heard Anthony. 99.4% sure it's happening. And Sixto Sanchez and Jalen Ortiz are not part of the deal. Tyler, thanks for sitting again at the Fanatic at 5. Thanks to Pat Egan for producing. Up next is the morning show with Anthony and Bob. Fanatic Sports Times 555.